Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Yo, we are back. 27 past the hour, we are back. Boss Hollywood live stream, FUIs, innocent people, and the industry people who are also FUIs. We had a great first hour for you. FUI reports. It was a great hour. But now, it's hour two. FUI report, Hollywood birthday special. 42 years old tomorrow. The man himself to regionless females, as he's always does on the show. My man, Hollywood, Alec.
Dude, this is nuts, dude. This is what y'all gonna do right now, huh? Understand, you're really gonna send me this stuff, huh? You guys are incredible. Happy birthday to me. Now, I'm gonna read this stuff off, and I just want you to understand that the listeners that we do have, for anybody, if there's anybody new to the Boss Man and Hollywood show, we have an abundance of FUI activity that comes from our listeners, and they send us the goofiest emails, the funniest stuff. I don't even know what this crap is, but this is crazy. I'm gonna try to get through this, so you all bear with me. Take some medicine. You know, have you a drink, whatever you want to do, because yeah, these are some real ones right here. You ready, boss?
I'm ready, brother.
This is ridiculous, dude. All right. Yeah. Listener email number one coming up right now. Cultural Ramon.
Oh, God.
And Stevie Jim. Drawstring Edwards let me know you delighted Jamaican came the underwind of the box due to Herrera Kane. Don't know who Herrera is. I don't know who Drawstring Edwards is. I don't even know who Cultural Ramon and Stevie Jim is. I don't know what you're trying to say. Looks like you were just hitting a button, you know, on your emoji keypad. You just went for yours because this is ridiculous. But let me know you delighted Jamaican. What?
Exactly.
What is that supposed to mean? Like, I don't. Anyway, there's a part two. Check this out. Attacks I have to rebuild the shack.
What?
Are tear rumors or markers to revenue by shacks? Cameron in the islands.
What?
Well, you know what, Cameron? You know, I don't know. I mean, do you even know the language? Like, I rebuild shacks. I too rebuild shacks. Are tear rumors or markers to revenue by shacks? What the bloody hell is that?
Exactly.
I hope you get eaten by a shark. Next, listener email. Check this out. It's number two. This is good. Orlando Sonic and Jazz Blazer?
What?
What? Orlando Sonic, and that sounds like two bootleg basketball teams.
Exactly.
the Orlando Sonics and the Jazz Blazers. Like, what is... Oh, my God. Happy you back. Can you supply with the resources for acquisitions of holiday transactions? The mic is buzzing and fuzzy. You need to go to sleep. Castle is goal. Good goal like sucker. Not soccer. Sucker.
Sucker. Oh, God.
I don't know what the bloody hell. This is, dude. This is... I don't know what the heck is going on. I don't know. Okay. Okay. What is it with these animals? What? I don't get it. I don't get it either. Why human want them, put them in zoo cage? DeMar and Chrissy Crane? Dude, you need to concentrate on making donuts. Number one, English, the English language, that is a your cup of tea. Number two, English or writing, period, or typing, or any type of thing like that just is not your cup of tea. That's, yeah. Make the donuts, gee. Make sure mine are chocolate. You understand? Like the cake. This is crazy. Castle is gold. What is that? Can you supply with the resources for acquisitions of power? Get out of here with that. Anyway, number three. Backup. Oh, Lord. Backup point guard and guitar Alex.
What?
Backup point guard and guitar Alex. I'm in negotiations with this, unlike me being about the status, our connection due to creating a resultant specimen.
What?
He said he's in negotiations with this, unlike me being about the status, our connection due to creating a resultant specimen. I don't even know that. That other being does not want the specimen partaking in the war on grass due to percussion. Okay, so basically what he's saying is the other being, whatever that's supposed to mean, does not want a specimen partaking in a war on grass due to a drum set. I donut Aubrey with position.
What?
Bro-tied the knowledge. Carlos in Lake Charles.
You mean Lake Charles, what, my man?
Lake Charles. And I hope he's not talking about Lake Charles, Louisiana. Here we go, dude. For real, Leak Charles. Carlos. And Leak Charles. Carlos, you can leap off of buildings backwards.
Exactly.
You understand? Dive first into the dirt. Because, dude, you need to give it up on that one, dude. That's... Oh, my God. Okay, man. Look. Jerry Tickets and Snapback Tyler.
Whoa.
Bros, I don't like the fight with Gunnar McGregor and Mayweather. I used red dollars to buy it. It cost $111 after Texas. Dude, are you kidding me? I want to get the dollars back for rent. How can I get the dollars back? Thanks. See Sundance in Memphis. Apparently, this poor fool, NWI, did not only get our names wrong, Jerry Tickets and Snapback Tyler. Jerry Tickets and Snapback Tyler. He said he didn't like the Gunner, the Conor McGregor and, you know, Mayweather. He bought the darn Mayweather fight and used his red dollars, his red money, to buy it, and it cost $111. Not after taxes, but after tickets. Dallas or Houston? Right. I want to get the dollars back for the rent. How can I get the dollars back? Well, best advice that I could give you now is to just sit there and wish that you never bought the fight in the first place. How about that? Pete Sundance in Memphis? Really? Now he's short on the rent money. Well, I hope nobody puts you out. Anyway, we got a listener email. Oh, wow. Check this out. Shaw in Hollywood. But who's Shaw?
Exactly.
Who's Shaw? They finally got my name right after all this time, but who the hell is Shaw?
Exactly, hell Shaw.
Dude, that's crazy. It says, damn, I had to dip out on a date this past weekend. She came at me all types of wrong from the jump. From running tab, appearance comments, financial questions, demanding what liquor I drink and how I should drink it, and the vine she came with.
What?
The vine she came with. Dude, are you? Did you go out on a date with a gorilla or something? Like, I mean, what time do you consent to bail out on a date? This was date one. What terms and conditions should you leave them? Are there signs of bad date partners? Dwight and Charlotte. What the hell is that? What? Anyway. Is he saying that, what terms and conditions should you leave them? Are there signs of bad date partners? I mean, are there signs of bad date partners?
I would say so. Based on your conversation you have with them before you agree to go on a date.
He's saying from, like, the running tab, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, she's running the tab, but, like, she's already, most of them staying on the menu. Yeah, that's starting to get to a bad spot.
I mean, of course. I mean, especially if she's really gimme gotcha. You know what I'm saying? She's not telling anything. She's just getting drunk on your expense, on your money. Appearance comments, I mean, that depends on what she looks like. You understand? Does she look like a sour with warts? Or is she, on the runway model tip? How is she dressed? You know what I'm saying? Is she good to go? Financial questions. Like, if how much you make is coming into play, within the first 20 minutes, you might want to head for the hill. Mm-hmm. You understand? That should be irrelevant right now. I mean, you're there to have fun. You know, you can talk about careers, but don't make that a central focus. Okay? Demanding what liquor I drink. And how should you drink it? Like, I mean, is she demanding that you drink it with your pinky up? Is she demanding that you guzzle it? I mean, you're saying that she, I mean, what does she want? Does she want you to drink, some bootleg liquor? Like, I mean, what is this? MD 2020? You know what I'm saying? What is that other one? Some nitrate? Some slits?
Yeah.
Some malt liquor? That could come into play. You know what I'm saying? And to me, there's never a bad time to bail out on a date. If it's just not going your way, it's just not going your way. You know what I'm saying? If it's just not a good date, it's just not a good date. If it don't fit, don't force it. You know what I'm saying? What terms and conditions? There shouldn't. I mean, if it's date one, there shouldn't really be any terms and conditions. I mean, if it's a good date. Date again and see where it goes. The bad date, leave it at that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, if it's a bad date, and you know there's some things that you're noticing about each other that you want to question, but you can't because the first date, you just want to try to have fun and get through it, you know, without having to go off or something. Maybe there shouldn't be a second date. Go from that to the next. You know what I'm saying? Because there are definitely signs of bad date partners, Dwight and Charlotte.
If I was him, I would love to. Like, trying to tell me how to drink my liquor, bring up the tab. Because, see, you have in Atlanta, especially, we have what we call food boards here. We want to say yes, they suggest to get free meals and run a tab on a guy. They think they so bad and bougie, they can run a tab up on him. Oh.
And then try to, you know, they'll try to bail. You know what I'm saying? After you done wind and dine them, they trying to bail.
And see,
oh, well, I gotta...
I'm glad the white bailed, though. He bailed her before she got him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, like, look, if I see you running, up the tail, because, okay, I'm going to give you a boss man secret. Before I go on a date with a female or a restaurant, I've already scoured the menu. I know what it costs.
Right.
So, if I know you're getting the most serious thing, I've bailed on in my life 6 days before. I'm going to be real.
Right.
I'm not going to get made a fool of. I refuse to. So, if I see you ordering most famous thing on the menu, and you ordering most famous liquor, you a food whore. So I'm going to run
pretty
yo.
Much.
Let me go to the bathroom trick and never come back in.
You understand? Because I've climbed out the window. I've made a hole in the wall. Whatever I have to do to escape. Because you're not going to play me like a sucker. So it seems like we have a winner. But you're still an FUI.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, bro. Okay. There's a real FUI right here. Josh and Stanley.
Jesus.
Keep my call.
What call?
I don't get beer mattress chicken. Beer mattress chicken. Okay, she's going to tell me. Hey, she's about to tell us about it. I poured the cooker's light, no such thing, in the chicken bitter, but it didn't compress right. Okay. Help me the chicken right and bourbon. What? Go back in Omaha. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Beer mattress chicken.
You mean beer battered chicken, maybe?
Beer batter? Beer batter? I guess that's it. That makes sense. This fool said beer mattress. And I poured not the Coors Light, but the cooker's light. In the chicken bitter. Not chicken sweet, chicken bitter. Not chicken batter, chicken bitter. But it didn't compress right. WRITE. Tuxedo Max, you are an imbecile. And let me be the first to tell you, please do not email us again.
Okay? Exactly.
Finally. My God. Okay. What general men?
Oh, Jesus.
Who is that?
Exactly.
General men. Okay. I'm comparised by this.
What?
Not embarrassed. I'm comparised. Like he compared his embarrassment. By this. It's alerting me that I have to go to Leeway at Knee-High Max. I know Knee-High Max is a sales store and woos. Leeway is a... What?
What?
It's alerting me that I have to go to... This fool is saying he has a layaway at TJ Maxx.
Knee-High Max? What in the hell is that? Oh my God.
Layaway is a nomad good. My work function is Taco Bell. Could you help me? I guess he works at Taco Bell. He said Taco Bell. Could you help me, Adam in Lotta Rock? Not Little Rock.
Lotta Rock.
To me, he sounds like Crack Rock. Taco Bell. Man. Dude, this is crazy. And we got a couple more of these, dude.
We got more coming in. Steelers coming in.
dude. This fool. He said layaway. Okay. Off. Oh, check this out. Look. Look. And I'm going to probably have you talk about this, boss, man. Look, but I, you know, because this is involving our really good friend.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, and it is correct. Check this out, man. You're going to trip out. Off in Hollywood.
Seriously?
Seriously. What do you think caused Kyrie Irving to leave those Cavs, FUIs, LeBron, and J.R. Smith? Jacoby in Gainesville. Oh!
Whoa! Jacoby! My man!
We got a winner.
Great email. I mean, right name.
Too long.
Simple to the point. My man.
Jacoby in Gainesville. He's a winner.
Jacoby.
A non-FUI amongst FUI. He's an innocent person.
An innocent person. Emailed the show. Thank you, Jacoby. Jacoby. Your question answers your question. He left because of those FUIs, LeBron and J.R. Smith. He doesn't want to play with those FUIs. Why do you want to play with an FUI if you don't have to?
Do you understand? Period. Point blank.
Like, that's, my man, your question answers your question. Simple.
I mean, why be an FUI when you don't have to be? You don't have to be. You don't have to be an FUI. You choose to be an FUI. You understand? We've been talking about this for years. You make a conscious choice to be an FUI, as exemplified right here with this guy who writes to us, Gerald and Cuisine.
Jesus.
Doesn't get any better than that. Will the show be holding a contest to give out new iPhones to Liz Tenders? Not listeners. Liz Tenders. I want to get the prize. No. I don't quiet have flow of coins to get the iPhone. Look out for me. Well, you want to know what? If you don't have the money to throw an iPhone, brother, you're just ass out.
Exactly.
Because you want to know why? We don't cater to FUI. You cater to us. That's why you send us the emails, we get the stories, and you listen. You dig that? You understand where I'm coming from? You think I'm going to send and give a hookup to a guy who calls us Gerald and Christine, bro?
Exactly. Like, for real?
Dude, for real, this is the boss man Hollywood show, bro. It's the boss man in Hollywood show, amigo. We didn't say anything about any Gerald and Cuisine. You understand? As a matter of fact, I don't think about cuisine until it's time to eat. You understand what I'm saying? Unbelievable. So he says he doesn't have the floor of coins to get the iPhone, dude. Hey, not our problem. That's not our situation. You know, that's not what we do. What we do is we bring you the FUIs, sports, and everything else that has to do with FUI activity. That's what we do. You understand? We make the FUIs out there look as crazy as they act, because that's what we deserve. All right? That's how we do it. So I've got some more coming in, dude. I have to speak on it. I got to speak on it right now. Got to speak on it right now. On this picture of J.R. Smith, the real J.R. Smith. Statement, time swish. Three fires afterward, dude. I don't know about this guy. Cavs designate J.R. Smith as their statement player. As we talked about earlier on in the show, and I think you said it so very eloquently, my brother, when you told us, why would you want to have this guy right here doing your promos, you understand, commercials, whatever the case may be, handling business, if you will. Why would you want him to do it? when he's just got so much FUI activity to give. As if you aren't listening to the show, as if you don't hear and see what's going on. You understand? You know exactly what's going on. And dude, I have this quote with this picture, dude. It's unbelievable. Hat on backwards, looking thugged out, swish jersey on. It's this guy, Inez Kanter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yup, of the Thunder.
Dude, I've never seen anybody better at pickup basketball than J.R. Smith. Let's just think about that for a moment. Exactly. Makes you go silent.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There's nothing to think about. This guy is the undisputed, oft-imitated, but never duplicated, king of FUI. And soon, he's going to become the emperor FUI. As if it couldn't get any higher. You understand? Now, back to these crazy listener emails, dude. I just had to put that in the wind right quick, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, J.R. Smith, he's our number one guy. Now, listener email. Dear Boston and Mosswood, I cannot beat you nuts are back. I can loose jab if Ante storms come. What? I donut loose jab that way. Help me out. Memphis. Golden and North. What? Help me out, Memphis. Help me out, Memphis. Golden in North, South Texas.
What?
Dude, I'm telling you. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
North, South Texas? How's it possible?
Exactly. Like, how are you going to be in North Texas and South Texas at the same time? Things that make you say, right on. He said, help me out, Memphis. Dude, who is Memphis? And what's up with the... A loose jab. And I'm moving on, dude. I ain't got time for that. All right.
It's terrible.
Dude, that's horrible. Listen for email. All right, I got it. No, dude. Watson and Geo Grove? Dude, how many times do I have to tell you goof out there that the name is Boss Man in Hollywood Brothers? This fool said Watson and Geo Grove. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Like,
dude.
For real?
Dude, it's crazy, man. Can you have Jay Rare Smith on with you all? No, we can't. And I dub to you all neat tape once about F-U-I. He said F-E-W-E-E-Y-E. F-U-I. F, baby sheep and two eyes. Gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah, we can have Jay Rare Smith. That must be you. You must be Jay Rare Smith. Adam and Whitney.
Oh, he could be. He could be J.R. Smith, baby. Is that what he wants?
I don't know.
Think about Smith.
J-A-Y-A-R-A-R-E-S-M-E-T-H. J. Rare Smith.
Yeah, he's trying to say we have on J.R. Smith probably. No, we can't. Why? What would the purpose of that? It's going to be one big argument on the air. We have our position. He has his position. We're not FUIs, and he is.
He's the king. He's the undisputed freaking king. Okay? We're trying to get you to understand that. G.R. Smith is the king. The number one FUI. And you're talking about him. Can we have him on our show? Right. Moving on. Crazy, dude. Georgia and Florida lawyer. Who is that?
Exactly.
Georgia and Florida lawyer. Can you email Rake to present me? My employment was lost due to gas issues.
Oh, God.
Also, can you get me some interviews clothes? Bobby at car school. All right, so you're basically telling me your employment was lost because you couldn't stop farting. And now you want us to foot the bill for you to get some clothes for your interview. That's basically what he's saying. Am I not correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what does he think we are? Like, stylish or something?
I don't know. What do you think? He's an office rocker.
He's totally out of line with this Georgia and Florida lawyer stuff.
Hey, where did you get that from, my man? We have announced that we're Morgan & Morgan, 440people.com, or 411 Payne, or one of the other lawyers. No, we didn't do that, sir.
It's ridiculous. I'm almost sorry that I even read it.
By the way, people, 10 minutes to go, email, 10 minutes to go. Please don't send any more. I got enough. Laser. We got 10 minutes to go, so bro, whatever. Yeah, we got 10 minutes before we go to the last FBI report segment of the show. So, folks, no more emails, please. I got enough to go through.
Oh, my God. And it's a lot, dude. It's a lot. Okay, I'm going to try to get through these as much as I can. Boss in Marshall, Mexico.
Wow.
I'm done. Done. Dude, I'm done. Boss Marshall Mexico. Is the Popeye's Prego available today?
What?
I'd run her belly.
What?
I like hospital Pregos. Prego cat is the best cats. Yo, can you buy me Madden and some Cole shirts? Raymond at Crystal Waking. Crystal Waking.
Wow.
He must be talking about the video.
He has to be.
He must be talking about the Popeye's video. Is Popeye's Prego available today? Well, maybe, maybe not. You understand? You'd have to ask. I'd run her belly. Really?
I don't
like
that.
Three hospital Pregos. Yeah. Can you buy me Madden in some Cole shirts? That chance. Well, Raymond, you're an imbecile, and if you want to watch the video, you know, just go to YouTube and look up pregnant manager of Popeye's gets jumped or whatever the case may be. You're lost. This guy's even more lost. Sessions and Carl. This fool said Sessions and Carl. I'd rather not get my house instrumentals from Big Luck.
What?
I'd rather not get my house instrumentals from Big Luck, but I may have to. Value Shepherd is needed.
What?
Big Luck or nah. That ain't even it, dude. House is empty with Lagos. So your house is empty with a ship that was from the name of a ship from the Matrix. I can't buy a Ford at Ashley or Beum to go. Oh my god. Dude. Ike at Johnny's Rock. That fool said, I can't buy a Ford at Ashley Bedrooms to go. That fool said, be ooms to gal.
Jesus.
Dude, this is crazy, dude. Sessions and Carl. I get Johnny's Rice. Yeah. You, I mean, you're their resident FUI, if anything, right? Unbelievable. This is even more crazy. Check this out. Timothy and Novice Jameson.
What?
Dude, Timothy and Novice Jameson. This why I got females that beyond them exercise machines. What? What's the protocol to acquire the females off the machines? What? Sounds like Rob Zombie. I noticed the females on machines on bodies are formed by that man above the eclipse.
What?
Dude, let me know what's up. That was the most legible thing he said thus far. Let me know what's up. Can you allow me request a song to play? I like Playboy Carton. Magnolia. Oh my god. Magnolia? I like Playboy Carton. Deal David Davin in Dallas.
Wow.
This is jacked up. This is all messed up.
Wow.
Starting with the Timothy and Novice Jameson. Dude, we don't even have a clue who that might be. Nothing. All right, let me see what's going on here, brother.
Crystal Shay, send
them to male guys. They lock down live. Get me on. I'm here. Lock my car. I'm at Kroger. Caleb.
That couldn't have been for us.
Dude. Crystal Shay. Dude. This is, I think they sent it to the wrong people.
That one for us. Couldn't be.
Either that or they're playing a joke. Something's going on. Like, what is that? Man, look, that's it, dude. Let me sit this one. One more.
You got one more to go before we close up.
Four. Charge Chad in Alabama a mile. What? Can you pick me up and take me to Wonglo and Legs? Lag for good trigger. What the hell is this? Lag for good trigger piece? What is that? You're an idiot. Mix at the Keaton Project. Yeah, that sounds about right, but you're a dingbat.
I you can't be serious. Whoever you are, like you can't be serious and send us that email. You really couldn't be as serious. But
dude, they're serious. They're serious.
Okay.
Charge Chad in Alabama a map.
I got a bonus email real quick. A bonus. We got 2.5 minutes to go. Bonus email real quick. For Hollywood, here you go, brother. Let's find a bonus one. It's terrible. But it's just, I don't end on that crowd it on Meeks.
Oh, I got it. Bass and Jam. Lose it already. Love the show. Chief, look, I got 3 of these women gutted up with my child. My job money is funny. What shield I do? Which of the guts should I choose? I need more of the job money. Let me know. Take me to the trap. Dwayne in Northeast Corridor. Man, you all the way assed out, dude. 3 women. 3 of these women gutted up with my child. That's you.
same time.
You broke. You know what I'm saying? Talking about which of these guns should I choose? The one with the money. Let me know and take it to the trap. I ain't taking you nowhere. You don't have, you are. You're going to get me caught up. You're going to get me indicted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How I get me is how I get me. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? There will be no accompaniment by any FUI, brother. None. Zilch. Zero. Brother, that's the emails, man. I'm already tired.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm already tired.
Well, look, folks, we're going to take a 5-minute break here, but 35 past the hour. Last segment, 40 minutes beyond the clock. I got FUI material for you here. I got 2 pages for you on my end, folks, for Hollywood to break down. So, folks, get ready. Boston Hollywood, birthday special, Boston Hollywood show, 35 past the hour. We back. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. Only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Tomorrow, 42 years old, 2 hours in, FUI material, emails. We're going to close you off with another FUI segment with reports. Then we're going to recap the show, and then we'll talk to you in December. So, folks, are you ready? Hollywood, How you feeling, bro? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. Hey, I'm just trying to get over these FUIs, dog. Man, look, that last, the email section is always pretty excruciating.
Exactly.
But that one right there, that was a rough one, man. I don't know what these guys are thinking. I just don't know. I just figured that on my birthday that they would send like easier emails and you know, show less signs of abject illiteracy, but I guess not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what our FUIs do, and I mean, I guess there's just, I mean, not even for my birthday is there going to be any mercy as far as the FUIs go, dude.
Yeah, they were, like, worse than you. Like, they were, like, way over the top terrible.
They were ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Just flat out. And a lot of them, I mean, they were just totally indecipherable. And after, I mean, out of all of those, we actually had one that was actually real. And that's pretty amazing. You know, seeing as our FUIs, I mean, that listen to the show, thank you for listening to the show, but your FUIs nonetheless.
Exactly.
Okay, so, hey. What's this? Charles Oakley sues James Dolan in Madison Square Garden over an incident.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, last year.
Okay.
Dolan saw Oakley in the building and wanted him escorted. Oakley wasn't going. Put them hands on the security guards and he felt embarrassed. He copped him a plea deal.
I saw that.
But now he's suing the garden for his embarrassment.
Right, I saw that. And I'm going to tell you straight up, Charles Oakley was beating the hell out of them dudes. He was flipping them dudes every which way. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I guess from NBC Sports, it says the lawsuit details how Oakley was treated before and after he was forcefully removed from Madison Square Garden during a February 8th game. Okay, the lawsuit filed Tuesday. It seeks unspecified damages. The Knicks spokesman did not immediately comment. The lawsuit says Knicks owner James Dolan constantly disrespected Oakley, refusing to make eye contact or shake his hand during meetings, and to make him pay for his own tickets to games. I don't know. I mean, do you have any idea what the beef could quite possibly be?
Because Charles Oakley just keeps, when the Knicks suck, he calls it how he sees it. He's not a lap dog. He's not a kiss ass. So he tells it, hey, the Knicks suck right now. And Dolan don't like that.
I guess not.
Man, look at here, bro. Got this over here.
Dude.
Georgia robber is arrested after throwing hot coffee on armored truck courier, stealing money bag, and fleeing to Chuck E. Cheese to throw son a birthday party.
Wait. He threw some hot coffee on the driver.
Yes.
Then he goes to Chuck E. Cheese to make it rain.
Yes. Throw this on a birthday party.
Yeah, that's... I mean, where's this guy from?
Georgia.
Yeah, I can dig it. Sounds about right.
Well, it gets worse, as always on the report here.
Before.
Florida Before. Man arrested after performing sexual acts on himself in public at Publix on the Jell-O aisle.
Oh, my God. Of all aisles in the world to be in. Of all aisles in the store to be in. And he's at a Publix.
Exactly.
And he's skeety-dee-dee all on the Jell-O aisle. Man alive. That's why.
Exactly.
Why?
It's amazing this page of material I have in front of me. Just how ridiculous we go through it. You're going to listen to it. How screwed up these people are. And I don't understand why you do that in Publix, at Publix, on the Jell-O aisle, but I don't know what's getting you off. Is it like the powdery French vanilla Jell-O or the gelatin? What's getting you off on the Jell-O aisle? Like, my man, what is firing you off like that?
Dude, I don't even want to know.
You know?
Like, I don't even want to know.
It's like, for real? And
he can keep it. Look, he can keep his reasons.
Exactly.
You understand? Just
please,
dude,
get out of here. And here we go. A theme of the show: hard drugs. New York dealers try to smuggle crystal meth inside of, get this, penis-shaped candles to, quote, erotify the drug game.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They had to, I mean, they had to know that they were going to get caught.
Exactly.
Like, who were they sending this stuff to?
Exactly. Like, come on. You can't. The post office is up on the drug game. It's harder to smuggle via the mail than it used to be.
Yes, exactly. That's
they
exactly
they
right.
Scan that stuff now. The USPS have scanners now in the bins. They run it through a scanner before they put it on the trucks now.
Right, and just the fact that they would look at that thing and find penis-shaped candles, that by itself is suspect.
Exactly.
That by itself is suspect. So, of course, they're going to check it out.
Like, like, bro, but look where it's at. New York. Who's from New York, bro?
Oh, my God. Hell.
Who is from New York? Who used to run those streets up there before they got traded to Cleveland? I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just making light of the situation. Like, who used to run New York streets? I'm just saying.
You already know. The number one dude.
The statement player.
Dude. I don't even. I mean, what is the thought process behind that? Somebody please tell me. Send us an email. You understand? Tell me what the thought process is behind that.
Exactly.
How is that gonna be good? Dude.
It just means more FBI reports for us.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, we'll have a lot of stuff come December. That's all it means. Dude. Like, for real. You giving this guy carte blanche to be like the head honcho, like the dude with the point man. Like,
right.
That just bothers me on so many levels.
Yeah.
This guy's giving carte blanche to be like the point man, the team spokesman.
Oh my God. Just the thought of that makes my stomach hurt.
Think about this. The kids in Cleveland are going to be FUIs now. They're destined to it.
You understand? And then can you imagine, like, the promotionals and the ratchetness that are going to come with that?
Oh my God, yes.
They're going to be dudes. It's going to be like a bucket of chicken, a jail cell, and KFC.
Exactly. It's going to be a pipes video. Bad.
Dude.
Like those tag team cousins and what's with the business videos.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It's going to be that bad.
Dude, I don't even... Let me just think. I don't even want to think about that right there.
Bro, if I told you that those still are highest rated shows, those two shows, that pipe special, would that make your stomach turn? You know those are two highest rated shows
ever? I'm queasy now. I mean, I mean, we just, for the most part, we just told it like it was, man. But, I mean, the foolishness was just unreal. Like, and I was looking at it like, man, dude, I mean, we got another hour.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a whole nother hour, you know what I'm saying, to talk about these knuckleheads. I mean, it was unreal. And that video, dude, man, look, there's quite possibly nothing that was more low budget in that video. With a shiny suit, dude, come on, man.
Exactly. It was god awful.
Yeah, it was awful. It was another level of just ridiculousness.
That was some classic stuff. And just remember, we discussed this 2 years ago. This is a 2 years ago discussion. Why here? Watch this. Florida man is arrested after causing $100,000 in damage to a Walmart liquor store under construction with a hot wired forklift.
So, excuse me. Let me get it straight. Dude hot wires forklift and totally destroys the liquor section at a Walmart.
Yeah, but no, this is the separate. Remember, that's the separate store they have. This is the Walmart liquor store.
Oh.
The separate store.
That's right.
Remember, this was 2 years ago.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my goodness. And I remember you sent me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart freaking liquor. And I can almost imagine he was getting loaded on the way to his to wherever he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Totally destroyed it, huh?
Totally destroyed it. Yes, he did. But he tried to get away with it. Get this, a 24-pack of great value wine.
Oh, no wonder. See, he was going to get more. That's all that was. He was just going to get more. We need more wine. It just went ham. He just went for his. Totally destroyed the area. Yeah.
Yes. Hot wire.
FUI to the heart, dude. Really hot wiring a forklift. Now, yeah, I don't know. I mean, where I work, you understand? We usually keep the keys in the forklift. Like, you really had to do that? I don't know. Don't know.
Well,
but that's sick.
Well, this is sick too. Unlucky New Mexico punk tries to jack three football players eating gyros in the mall food court and gets his face beat into an emoji after being put through a table in the food court.
Wait a minute. What? Say that again.
Okay. Unlucky New Mexico punk tries to jack three football players eating gyros in the mall food court, gets his face beat into an emoji after being put through a table in the food court.
They said he gets his teeth, he got his face beat into an emoji.
Yes. After being put through a damn table. Like the Dudley Boys.
Oh my God.
Devon! Hit the tables!
Oh God! Oh my brother, testify,
my brother.
Are you serious? But I got an even better question. Like, how did they find out they was eating gyros?
Maybe a witness said something about it doing this. Maybe the witness gave a statement that they was eating gyros. The dude tried to mess with them, like, pimp to the table.
I don't know, but I mean, for them to even add that to the report, I mean. I mean, the food must have been good.
Exactly.
The gyros must have been good. They was eating some gyros. It was mighty tasty. And the guy came and tried to rob them.
Exactly.
Like, what? I don't know, man. I don't know. But he got beat up. If he got his face beaten to an emoji,
after being put through that table, too. Can't forget it. After they put him to the emoji, after I put to the table. They put him to that table first.
Oh, so they put him through the table first.
Yes.
So he really got beat. Like, he wasn't even in no condition to defend himself after that.
Sure wasn't.
Dude. He got beat. I mean, Dudley Boy beat. And that's getting beat up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
That's really getting beat up.
Yes, indeed.
Unbelievable.
And we have this, bro.
Unbelievable.
Florida woman is arrested after admitting to stealing the county's exotic dancer fees because her husband spends too much time at Home Depot in a naked rant she gave on Facebook Live.
Okay, side eye alert. Okay. She. Oh, God. Because her husband spends too much time at Home Depot?
Yes. So she stole the county's exotic dancer fees during a naked rant on Facebook Live.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, man. I've lost all hope. Like, I've lost all hope. Like, that one, pretty much. She stole the county's exotic dancer fee.
Yes.
Because her husband spends too much time at Home Depot, and she did this and talked about it naked on a rant on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Like, this is actually something that people want to see. And I'm pretty sure we have FUIs out there who would have grimaced at the thought.
Well, we have some on live stream saying, do we have video of it? No, we don't.
Oh, God. I don't want to see any video like that, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nightmares are real. You understand? And I don't want to, you know, dude. And I had a good meal. I don't feel like putting it all over my floor.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Look, y'all, keep the video. Keep all that crap because, look, I can't do that. I can't do it today.
Exactly. And, dude, bro, look at this. We have is arrested after allegedly trying to deposit a fake $1 million bill. So a fake $1 million bill gets arrested on meth charges after exposing his package to tell us, and quote, I can deposit this on you if you like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did he get arrested?
He did.
Oh, my God. And with good purpose, because that dude right there is out of line. Did you say a $1 million bill?
Yes, a fake one, yes.
Right, a fake one.
He got from Toys R Us, it says.
You can't be serious.
Got it from Toys R Us.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, he exposed his junk?
Yes, tell her that he can deposit this on her if she wants.
Oh my God.
On all dude, levels that's messed up.
Dude, that was crazier than the last story. Like, I can see that. Like, you just, you can deposit that if you really want to change. Like, what the hell are you doing? That's crack.
That's the Krenak. Yeah, I got that's, Krenak.
That's just what that is. Dude, that's just what that is. That's crack. You know what I'm saying? Or meth, or that Flacco. I mean, just name something. Like, really? And you get arrested, dude?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you 1 million poundings when you get to the joint.
Uh-huh. And
dude,
this is going to take you another step, brother.
Florida
stripper arrested after stabbing customer in both eyes and jamming a piece of wood down his throat due to bad breath, body odor, and repeated farting.
And repeated farting?
Yes.
So, was she angry? I mean, like, what the hell? Like, all that? Like,
yo,
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Let's play the game. I mean, I'm sure exotic dancers come in contact with stinky, sweaty dudes, rubby hands all day, every day. But this one just the worst luck you could possibly have. And he got stabbed in his eye, so he couldn't even, you can't even see yourself getting killed. You can't even have that one last and final thought of seeing some boobs in your face or something like that. Like, she took you out, stabbed you in your eyes, and then put a piece of wood down his throat.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she get the wood from?
A chair.
She was prepared.
She broke it off a chair.
Darn. Like, for real? Oh, Incredible Hulk. What kind of exotic dancers is he seeing?
Exactly.
They stronger and bigger than him. What the hell? Like, since when does stuff like that happen at the club?
Exactly.
They got She-Hulk exotic dancing up in there, ripping chairs to shreds and tearing apart telephone books. It's the craziest thing ever. Like, dude. I don't know, man.
And we're not done. Folks, we got some more reports here coming to you shortly, like right here. Florida man is arrested after filling out job application form in gas station. Then immediately proceeding to rob the place, strip naked, and pee on the floor.
Okay, so he goes into the gas station, fills out an application, and shows his appreciation and his, and how eager he is to actually get this job, right? By robbing the place, butt naked, and pulling off an R. Kelly on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's going to get the job. They're going to hire him on the spot. Like, I don't understand what's going on with these people. Like, where was he at again? Where's that?
A Florida racetrack.
A lot of stuff coming out of Florida. Florida, you know what? You're about to become FUI Central. And you know what? It's a shame because after all the care and concern of people in Florida, after these hurricanes and stuff, we got to hear something like this.
Exactly.
Right from you all's neck of the woods.
After the hurricane happened. These are all post-hurricane stories.
This is crazy. Like, I'm just saying, like, this is crazy. You understand? I mean, like, what the hell? What is going on in Florida? What is in the water?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't know.
Going North Carolina now. North Carolina is arrested after confronting Steak and Shake worker who allegedly stole her debit card info by sparing her once her shift ended, a la Bill Goldberg.
What?
Yes.
He's speared? Wait a minute, dude. Just for the sake of, just read that one more time.
Okay.
Please.
North Carolina woman is arrested after confronting Steak and Shake worker who allegedly stole her debit card info by spearing her once her shift ended, a la Bill Goldberg.
Dude, you've got to be kidding. Did she do the jump and the facial expressions with the... Did she do all that too?
She did, and poured baby oil and poured old shampoo and conditioner on her.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I wish I was.
Oh my God. I mean, just when you think it can't get any worse. At least you told me. At least you warned me.
Yeah. It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's about to get even worse for you.
Dude, I'm on a.
About to get worse. we're going to Florida again.
Dude, I'm on enough. Oh, God.
Here we go. Florida man is arrested after performing sex act on a female companion in the middle of families gathered on Clearwater Beach for a beach volleyball tournament.
Well, actually, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. And it's back in Florida. You already know that. Because if that's anything indicative of what I went through when I went to the Black College Weekend in Daytona, I'm talking about what they were doing on the volleyball, you know, where the volleyball area was, where the pool area was, and just in the hotel at that, you know, that's not shocking. That was an FUI and extravaganza I will never forget. I mean, never.
Now, this, you may not forget this story right here, bro. This is Florida, and it's worse. Florida man arrested after trying to disguise himself as the sun. I repeat, disguise himself as the sun to escape the police after robbing a house.
What? Yes. Disguise as the sun.
Disguise himself as the sun.
Dude, man, oh my God. That is the worst. Let me tell you something, man. Right about now, my birthday is looking a little darker. Because that is absolutely ridiculous. Why are all these stories coming out of Florida?
Exactly.
I don't understand what's going on out there.
I think that was the last one from Florida. The rest of them are non-Florida stories. Thank God. Mercifully.
Dude, Florida. Oh, my God. Like, Florida's becoming just FUI Central. Like, that was a lot of stories out of Florida. And I just don't understand what the hell is going on out there.
After the hurricane, like, why are you wilding? A hurricane happened. Why are you wilding out down there? Like, why are y'all tripping?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all should be trying to rebuild, if anything, man. But y'all acting, they acting up. They doing something, man. They, I don't know, man. They on smoking that incense or something like that, bro.
Well, try this. Metro Atlanta man is arrested on DUI charges after his Astro van crashes into Moe's Southwest Grill during a 9-vehicle wreck while he was getting topped off by 2 Instagram models.
Ooh, wow. Hey, man. I mean, oh my God. I guess it was all good until the crash. 2 Instagram models, that sounds like good news. But, as we all know, a FUI is always going to ruin good things.
Exactly.
Always. You know, we had FUIs trying to ruin the good thing that we had, and guess what? We are here, they're not. You understand? That's just the fact.
Exactly.
There's always an FUI trying to ruin a good thing. Now, this dude is getting topped off by 2 Instagram models. Good enough. You understand? But he crashes the whip while getting it. And you said it was like, what, a 9-car pileup?
Yes.
Unbelievable. That is the craziest thing ever.
Well, try this.
What's next?
New Jersey man arrested after kidnapping a zoo monkey, telling stupid lies, and trying to use leashed zoo monkey to gain free access to the swingers club that night.
He used a monkey to try to get into the damn swingers club.
Yes.
Who the hell does that?
Exactly.
What? So because you have a monkey, did he say it was on a leash?
Yes.
And that's going to gain you some access to the club? Well, did they let him in?
Until the monkey, yeah, let him in, but that's how you're going to pay. Now you can have this monkey.
Oh, my God. Dude, look.
You know what got the man booted officially? When the monkey got loose and bit the pole. And the pole collapsed.
It was a pole collapse.
Yes, the pole.
Oh my god, dude. He bit the pole and the pole collapsed. Dude, you can't even make that up.
Exactly.
Like, what? Dude, man. This is... I'm just tripping that he used the monkey to try to get into a swingers club. Like, what did he say? That's all I'm trying to figure out. Like, what?
Exactly.
Man. Dude, that's crazy.
Exactly.
That's crazy. That just sounds like, I don't know. And where was that at again?
New Jersey.
Just so everybody out there can.
New Jersey? Yes.
Yeah. That figures.
We got 10 minutes to go, people. 10 minutes to go. A few more stories, and we're going to recap it. In 5 minutes after last one, we'll recap it. Here we go. Illinois man arrested after attempting to burglarize homes to find, get this, unsticking instruments while naked with side pieces of mouth super glued to his Johnson after the experiment with super glue went bad.
After the super glue went bad?
Yeah, the experiment with super glue went bad. They were trying to smooth up with super glue in the girl's mouth with Johnson and the moisture of her lips would fight the super glue, but it did not work. It stuck to his Johnson.
Man, I'm getting a Tylenol, dude. Dude, it's been so long since I've, you know, done a show where I had to grab the medicine, dude. Like, not since years ago. We were actually doing good. You know what I'm saying? But this stuff is so far left. Like, why would you try to experiment with some doggone super glue? What was you trying to do?
Exactly.
I don't know, dude. That is crazy. And who was crazy enough to participate?
Exactly.
So now you're stuck chilling with a gang on your mouth. So he just flop tops until he can maneuver his way out.
She was
however he's gonna do.
Folks, the story was so bad that the live stream buffered. But as Hollywood was saying, why would you want somebody's super glue to your Johnson? Like, why would you think that some liquid nails, super glue, Amazon super glue gonna be good on filling your Johnson, and her mouth are gonna stick to your Johnson? That's just stupid as hell.
Dude, it just gets crazier and crazier.
Now,
I don't know what the bloody hell they were thinking.
I don't know, brother.
I'm not trying to figure it out.
I don't either. In our last 7 minutes, Hollywood, let's recap tonight's show. What is your take on tonight's show for your birthday? Reports, emails, industries peeking in on us, innocent people. Just what is your overall thoughts of tonight and where we're going with the FBI report going forward?
No, I'm absolutely sick to my stomach. You know what I'm saying? And I guess if I'm sick to my stomach, we did our job. You know, bring you these FUIs, I'm absolutely, I'm flabbergasted. Like, you know, we sift through pretty much hundreds, like Boss Man sifts through hundreds of these emails and these stories and stuff per day. He sends them to me, he says, what do you think about this? And I say, you know, they're madcap. You know what I mean? As per usual. But that's what we're supposed to bring to you, so that's what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to the craziest stories that you've ever heard, like I just like I said, you know, we can't make this stuff up. You understand? I would not even try. Period, point blank. Because you FUIs out there are on another level of I'm crazy. I'm not even trying to reach Chief, like, straight up, you know. And the good part about that, though, the upside is it keeps me entertained on the show because I'm just entertained by reading this goofiness. You know what I'm saying? And you FUIs out there are crazy enough to send us the emails. You know what I'm saying? We're going to read them. And we're going to clown you. You understand? So that's just the way we do things. And I was just honored to be a part of it the day right before my birthday and bring it in with a super bang. But, you know, some of the stories that we read in the emails, they're just way over the top, man. Like, they're way from far left. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't, like, on the FUI show, on the Boss Man show, it doesn't get any better than that. The more goofy and crazy and sick they are, the better we're doing. You understand what I'm saying? So you all keep on sending the emails and, you know, send us some stories. Or if you have seen any FUI activity in your neighborhood or wherever, whatever the case may be, you let us know and you send it to us. You know what I'm saying? And we might just read your story on the air or your FUI experience on the air. And I'm sure it's going to be just as crazy as the stories in the news that we read on the show. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I'm on another level. Like, right now, I'm just like, dude, some of those stories are just hard to believe. They are. And speaking about hard to believe, what's your take on this story about the child, the teenager in Chicago? Her name is Kanika, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I've been seeing it on social media. It's like my Facebook feed is filled with Kanika stories. I'm like, I don't know what to believe anymore, but it's hard to believe me the chick is wearing about herself.
Right. Right. It looks like, well, I know I've seen some videos where it looked like somebody grabbed. But thing is nobody knows anything until the facts come out. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. Nobody knows nothing until the facts come out. They have a million different conspiracy theories, a million different stories, a million different videos, angles, you name it. You know what I'm saying? And we're not getting any closer to the truth. So I don't know what they're going to do with that. You know what I'm saying? That's a pure DFUI story if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about videos, they can be doctored up.
Well, yeah.
Can be doctored up. Instagram can be doctored up. I mean, like, these people with Adobe Photoshop can do a lot of wonders. For Adobe Vision, they can do one. So understand that everything you see can is not real. And one thing I say about the FBI report, will give you real stories. It's not fake news. It's not weapons of mass destruction that don't exist. These are real stories. And as Hollywood just foretold you, I spent the last week literally going through stories every day.
Yes. With medicine.
I would say to you, I spent 2 or 3 hours a day trying to find stories for this report because that's how much I care about this show. Putting the effort to put in time besides my sports responsibilities. Make sure this is the best show I can make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So understand that I know I clown you all, but I do what I love. And this is my favorite show. I said it before. Hollywood's been with me since day one. And I respect for him. I make sure it's the best that he can do. He's a busy man with a lot of things he got going on. So I want to make sure his time not being wasted. These 2.5 hours he gives you, I want him to be the best within an hour of his quarter. He knows that I put in a good effort for him. I didn't give him some garbage to come to.
That's right.
He came a well-oiled and prepared machine on the show. And as you see, with the preparedness we have, the show rolls when he gets on air, you know it. That's why you all were lined up and live stream at 4:30 Central today.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? We put in. There's a lot of research on the part of Boss Man. You know what I'm saying? He brings me the best news. You know what I'm saying? We look for the best news, the craziest stuff that we can find, so we can deliver it to you and do this. You are going to do this quarterly. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a lot to tell you, and have a lot more FUI material. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make it a blast every time we make it a blast. So that's just what that is. You know what I'm saying? The FUI report, Boss Man in Hollywood, doing big time.
No doubt. So, folks, we're going to get out of here and live stream. What we're going to do is this. So, the shows will be posted for you to enjoy. I'll post them in segment form and in the whole form, so you can enjoy the whole show straight through. You're going to hear in segments. It'll be there for you to get BossmanRadioShow.com, BossmanShow.com, and all our apps. Okay. Also, look for us holiday special in December. We'll announce when it's going to happen, so don't lose out for that. As we said, we'll be coming on for you quarterly. December, March, my birthday, summer kickoff in late June. We got Hollywood's birthday in September, and holiday special to end out your year with a holiday special. So, folks, we heard your request for more of us. We gave it to you in the best way we can for our schedules involved. Industry persons sitting in live stream, we're gonna shut you down. No, you can't.
Period. And they can't do. And the, you know the good thing about that is they can't do anything about it, brother.
Exactly.
Nothing. Just sit there, get mad, grin, and bear it. That's right.
He says critique is coming soon, Hollywood.
Oh, well, that's good.
That garbage that you sent out.
Yeah, we already know what we're getting, but, you know, it's all good. We're going to keep doing this our way.
Dangerous language is coming. I know what's coming. Dangerous language.
How can your language be dangerous? You said something and I got a broken leg. Dangerous language.
Don't
yeah, that
mock
out.
Us. You don't mock the industry. We mock you.
Right. You understand?
Don't mock us. We mock you.
Right.
Whatever.
They don't know any better.
Dangerous language. Hey, what is that?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Like if I speak with a car crash. You know what I'm saying? Will a bridge blow up? I mean, what is dangerous language? Will somebody get stabbed because I said, whatever? Somebody get mugged on the train because I'm speaking? It's pretty dangerous. Hey.
That's what y'all but get. Screw
yes,
industry.
Whatever they want it to be.
Hey, industry, we'll see you December. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good day. See so, folks, Hollywood, man, enjoy your birthday, man. It's been a blast as always.
Thank you, brother.
Happiest show I do is a show with you. I mean it. I bow my heart. I mean that. The happiest show I do is with you. Quarterly is the best thing I do. So, folks, it's Boss, Hollywood, look, thank you all for your support. With Kick December, we are out.
Baby.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know.